Hello everyone, welcoming you all to the fourth episode of Drug Discovery Research Podcast. Myself, Giri. How about today we are looking at a success story of pharmacophore-based screening, basically ligand-based drug design success story. Yes, I am going to talk about tyrophiban, which is a synthetic non-peptide inhibitor of the interaction of fibrinogen with the integrin glycoprotein 2B3A on human platelets. The Merck chemistry team of George Hartman, Melissa Egbertson, and Vasil Haxenko developed tyrophiban from a lead compound discovered in focused screening of small molecule replacements of the key arginine glycine aspartic acid subunit of fibrinogen. Computation of the distance between the charged arginine aspartic acid sites in fibrinogen provided guidance leading to directed screening success. Tyrophiban constitutes an antithrombotic, specifically an inhibitor of platelet aggregation. Tyrophiban prevents the blood from clotting during episodes of chest pain or even a heart attack, or while the patient is undergoing a procedure to treat a blocked coronary artery. The drug is marketed under the brand name Aggrastat in the US by Medicure Pharma, in China by Edding Pharm, and in the rest of the world by Corvio International SARL. According to the US Orange Book, it was first approved in the US during April 2000. And there were several patents, and few of them already expired in the year October 2016, October 2017, and January 2019. One more patent is still valid till June 2023. Tyrophiban is a modified version of the molecule found in the venom of the saw-scaled viper Echis carinatus. This compound belongs to the class of organic compounds known as phenylalanine and its derivatives. These are compounds containing phenylalanine or derivative thereof resulting from reaction of phenylalanine at the amino group or the carboxy group, or form the replacement of any hydrogen of glycine by a heteroatom. Tyrophiban is an antiplatelet drug and is the first drug candidate whose origins can be traced to a pharmacophore-based virtual screening lead. In a review, Clark, in the journal Expert Opinion on Drug Discovery in the year 2008, mentioned that from Merck, a glycoprotein 2B3A antagonist, that is myocardial infarction, it is an anticoagulant and platelet aggregation inhibitor, protein-protein interaction inhibitor too, results from a lead compound that was further optimized using ligand-based pharmacophore screening and medicinal chemistry. This compound appears to be modulate a protein-protein interaction between integrin glycoprotein alpha 2B and beta 3 and fibrinogen receptors on platelets. It is among the first drug whose origins can be tracked back to in silico design, which was reported by Hartman et al. In the year 1992 with the title Non-Peptide Fibrinogen Receptor Antagonist, Discovery and Design of Exocyte Inhibitors, published in the Journal of Medicinal Chemistry. When we look at the mechanism of action, tyrophiban is a reversible antagonist of fibrinogen binding to the glycoprotein 2B and 3A. So B is for beta, A is for alpha receptors. The major platelet surface receptor involved in platelet aggregation and is reversible following cessation of the infusion of tyrophiban. When we look at the pharmacodynamics, tyrophibine prevents the blood from clotting during episodes, chest pain and heart attack, as I earlier mentioned. But while the or even at the stage where the patient is undergoing a procedure to treat blocked coronary artery. And it also inhibits exo vivo platelet aggregation in a dose and concentration dependent manner. When given according to the recommended regime, greater than 90% inhibition is attained by the end of 30-minute infusion. Tyrophibine has been recently shown in patients with unstable angina to reduce ischemic events at 48 hours following infusion when compared to standard heparin therapy. When we look at the dosages, in acute coronary syndrome, the dose of tyrophibine is 0.40 milligram per kilogram per minute into 30 minutes, followed by a maintenance infusion of 0.10 milligram per kg per minute, which is ranging from 24 to 48 hours. For interventional procedures, the dosing is 10 milligram per kg over 3 minutes, followed by a maintenance infusion of 0.15 milligram per kg per minute, which is 24 to 36 hours. In both instances, heparin should be used in combination with tyrophibine. When we look at the clearance, in patients with a renal failure or on hemodialysis, the dosing should be cut off to half. Tyrophibine has a half-life of 2 hours and can be hemodialyzed. There is increased clearance with the levothyroxine and omeprazole. When we look at the delivery, tyrophibine is available as an intravenous drug only. It may be also given in the same intravenous line as heparin or nitroglycerin. If we look at the molecular weight of this compound, it is 440.597. And the chemical formula is C22H36N2O5 and yes. The associated conditions is mostly of cardiovascular events. And I also discussed about the mechanism, and there is also a risk of severity of bleeding, which can be increased when tyrophibine is combined with certain other drugs like aceclofenac, and also if you look at the acetaminophen, may decrease the excretion rate of tyrophibine, which could result in high serum levels. So drug-drug interactions has to be taken care of. So certain drugs are going to be very risky and severity of bleeding also. And when we're looking at pharmacokinetic or physicochemical properties, we could see that the properties are much more favorable, and the water solubility is like 0.00317 milligram per milliliter. Log P is like 1.78. Again, these are all predicted and when we're looking at hydrogen acceptor count, it's 6, hydrogen donor count is 3. And when we look at bioavailability, it is 1. Rule of 5, Lipinski rule of 5, Gauss filter, they all satisfy. But when you look at Weber's rule, MDDR like rule, they do not satisfy. And when we look at certain ADME properties, of course, it is human intestinal absorption, it's absorbable. And a blood-brain barrier, yes, and CACO2 permeability is negative. And when we look at the CYP450, that is cytochrome P450, at certain isoforms, they are non-substrate, and in certain it is substrate, and few others it's non-inhibitor. So considering all these factors, so this is all about the function which we are looking at, the integrin alpha to beta, which is the target, which is also a metal ion binding. So this integrin alpha 2 beta or 3 alpha or even beta 3 is a receptor of fibronectin, fibrinogen, plasminogen, prothrombin and vitronectin. That's all for today about the drug tyrophibine. Thank you so much. Stay safe.